ASU undergraduates are returning to the dorms for the spring semester. At the Barrett Honors College, it will be with memories of a burst water pipe flooding Juniper Hall last semester. This isn't the first time plumbing problems have left students soggy. As Mariana Dale reports from KJZZ's East Valley Bureau, the private developer is suing the builders for allegedly installing defective pipes.
ASU freshman Megan Taylor was in her dorm room on November 15th when she heard rushing water. She thought maybe it was someone showering on the floor above.
But then the fire alarm started going off, so I just stepped outside and all of a sudden I see this wave of water coming around the corner.
A hot water pipe on the fifth floor of Juniper Hall broke, evacuating the whole building. One student tweeted, quote, "I've never related to the movie Titanic on such a personal level." Barrett freshman Kendall Reese says it was an inconvenience to stay at a hotel while the dorms dried out.
I missed a ton of like really important classes and then had exams that I'm not really positive I did well on.
Reese says she's otherwise had a good experience at the dorms, but
from like an engineering perspective, like I don't see why like a very new building like would have pipes that would burst in the first place.
Reese isn't the only one wondering this. The developer who owns Barrett has decided there is something wrong with the pipes and is suing to get them fixed. American Campus Communities filed suit against the dorm's builders last February. It accuses the builder and its subcontractors of installing defective work. Their complaint says, quote, "Plaintiff has experienced numerous leaks, failures, and deficiencies in the pipes in the domestic and chilled water systems." That could include pipes that run water for bathing and for the 1,700 students' air conditioning units. I asked Carl Trippan to show me how complicated one of these systems can be. We're at a plumbing training center in Phoenix.
So you can see the maze of piping just for this small system. Look at all of that. There's a lot of it and a lot of moving pieces.
Trippan is the executive director of PIPE, a longstanding plumbing apprenticeship program. He says there's thousands of pipes, connectors, valves, and welds that hold everything together.
There's so many pieces, that's why it's easy to have a mistake. Nobody's perfect, so, and if somebody doesn't know what they're doing, it can create bigger issues for you.
And when something goes wrong, it isn't cheap. It's been just 7 years since the first students moved into Barrett. In that time, the developers say they've racked up $3 million in damages from leaky pipes. The defendants named in the complaint are Hardison Downey Kitchell and DWL Architects. The plumbing and HVAC contractors and pipe makers could also be at fault. KJZZ reached out to all the parties in the lawsuit and ASU, and none of them would comment on the pending litigation. The lawsuit is likely to stretch into 2019. In the meantime, the original complaint states pipes at Barrett were still leaking, continuing to damage the residence halls. Mariana Dale, KJZZ News, Tempe.